Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 2.2, BI in Marketing and Sales. This lesson is part of Module 2, Core Skills, Applications of Business Intelligence in the Business Intelligence for Technology Professionals course. In this lesson, we'll explore customer segmentation techniques, the significance of campaign analysis, and performance metrics for sales optimization. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to leverage BI tools to enhance your marketing and sales strategies effectively. Main content: customer segmentation techniques. Customer segmentation is the practice of dividing a customer base into distinct groups that share similar characteristics. Understanding these segments allows companies to tailor their marketing strategies and product offerings, thereby maximizing engagement and conversion rates. One effective segmentation technique is demographic segmentation, which categorizes customers based on attributes such as age, gender, income, and education level. For example, a software company may find that its productivity software is most popular among young professionals aged 25 to 35 with a college education. By focusing marketing efforts on this demographic, the company can create targeted campaigns that resonate with this audience, increasing the likelihood of sales. Another approach is psychographic segmentation, which considers customers' lifestyles, values, and interests. For instance, a company that develops wellness apps may segment its audience into groups such as fitness enthusiasts, stress management seekers, and health-conscious individuals. By understanding the motivations behind each group's purchasing behavior, marketing messages can be personalized to connect more deeply with potential customers. Finally, behavioral segmentation looks at customers' interactions with the brand. Analyzing data on purchase history, website visits, and product usage can help identify loyal customers as well as those at risk of churn. For example, if a software company notices that a segment of users has not logged in for several weeks, it could implement a re-engagement campaign to bring them back, potentially offering discounts or highlighting new features. Campaign analysis and its significance. Campaign analysis is crucial for understanding the effectiveness of marketing initiatives and making data-driven decisions. By analyzing past campaigns, businesses can identify what worked well and what didn't, allowing them to adjust future strategies accordingly. Key metrics to consider during campaign analysis include conversion rates, return on investment, ROI, and customer acquisition costs. For instance, if a company launched an email marketing campaign promoting a new software product, it should track how many recipients clicked through the email and ultimately made a purchase. A high conversion rate would indicate that the campaign resonated well with the audience, while a low rate might suggest a need for a different approach. A/B testing is another effective method for campaign analysis. By running two versions of a campaign, e.g., different subject lines in an email, companies can determine which version performs better and apply those insights to future campaigns. This iterative process helps refine marketing efforts and optimize performance. Moreover, understanding the customer journey is essential for effective campaign analysis. Mapping out touchpoints where customers interact with the brand, from first awareness to final purchase, enables businesses to identify areas for improvement. This holistic view can enhance customer experiences and lead to higher retention rates. Performance metrics for sales optimization. Performance metrics are vital for assessing the effectiveness of sales strategies and driving continuous improvement. Key performance indicators, KPIs, provide insight into how sales teams are performing and where adjustments may be needed. Common performance metrics include sales growth, average deal size, and sales cycle length. For example, if a software company notices that its average deal size has decreased over recent quarters, it may need to examine its sales process. Perhaps pricing strategies need to be revisited, or the team needs additional training to better articulate the value of the product. Another important metric is the lead-to-sale conversion rate. This figure reflects the percentage of leads that turn into paying customers. By analyzing this conversion rate, marketers can determine the effectiveness of their lead generation efforts and identify potential bottlenecks in the sales funnel. If conversion rates are lower than expected, It may indicate a need for better targeting during the lead generation phase. Additionally, customer lifetime value, CLV, is a crucial metric for understanding the long-term profitability of customers. CLV estimates the total revenue a business can expect from a single customer account over its lifetime. By focusing on strategies that enhance CLV, such as upselling or cross-selling, businesses can optimize their sales processes for long-term success. Conclusion: in this lesson, we covered essential topics related to business intelligence in marketing and sales, including customer segmentation techniques, the significance of campaign analysis, and performance metrics for sales optimization. By leveraging BI tools and strategies, you can refine your marketing efforts, make data-driven decisions, and ultimately enhance your sales strategies. As you move forward, consider how these concepts can be applied to your own business context for improved outcomes. Reflection questions: how can you implement customer segmentation techniques in your marketing strategy? What metrics will you prioritize in your campaign analysis to improve future marketing efforts? Reflect on your current sales strategies. How can performance metrics inform your decision-making process?